From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. Women's groups and health consumer advocates say they hope Governor Brown will sign a bill that would add another layer of privacy to health information. The measure would allow a family member to request an insurance company correspondence about sensitive health services be sent to a separate address or cell phone. Maggie Crosby of the American Civil Liberties Union says such a law would help people feel more comfortable getting sexual or mental health treatments.
For example, college students who want to share with their parents themselves some intimate information, like that they're using birth control. They don't want the parents to learn about it by opening a form letter from the insurance company.
The federal health law allows young adults under 26 to stay on their parents' health plan. Crosby says the measure could also help victims of domestic violence. California health plans were originally against the measure, citing administrative burdens, but they have since withdrawn their opposition. Those little signs that warn of potential chemical hazards in buildings have morphed into big money for lawyers over the years. Some attorneys seek out businesses whose signs are out of compliance and threaten to sue unless the owner settles. But a bill sitting on Governor Brown's desk would reduce the chances for litigation. Democratic Assemblyman Mike Gatto has authored a measure that would charge owners a fine and give them a fixed period of time to bring their signs into compliance before they can be taken to court. Gatto says the suits haven't gotten out of control.
They have brought suit against certain small business owners, saying that their sign was 1 inch too small, or that they failed to warn their customers that beer could cause cancer, things like that.
Gatto's bill would protect the public's right to know while also shielding businesses from large legal fees. His measure doesn't address whether the signs are needed. Gatto says he may take up that issue next year. Find these and other stories page